The Gemara Masechta Yevamim Stav Pei Dalet Amud Beis teaches us Gufa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Merav, Lehuzaru Ksheres Limnase Lepsulim. A woman who is a Baskayan has no issue in marrying a man who will make her into a Chalala with that marriage. Ask the Gemara a little further down. Masav Ravin Barav Nachman. The Pasuk says, and I quote the entire Pasuk, even though the Gemara only quotes part of it, Isha Zainav Chalal La Yikachu, V'isha Grusha Mi'isha La Yikachu. The fact that the Torah says the word La Yikachu twice, where it could have just said it once, Malamet She'isha Musharas Aydei Ish, that the woman, because of the man, is also Musharas not to get married to him. So the Gemara is assuming that what the Pasuk means, what this Limud comes to teach us, is that a Kohenes may not marry a Cholol. And Rav just told us that a Kohenes may marry a Cholol. Answers the Gemara. Amar Rava, that's not what the Braisa means to teach us. For says Rava Kalecha the Humozor Himus Harris. Wherever the Torah says that Kayin may not marry such a woman, Isha Zayin of a Chalala, so too a Kohenes should not marry her, him. If the Torah says that he shouldn't marry her, she's not allowed to marry him. Galhecha, the whom loy muhusar, but wherever he has no Isser marrying her, says the Gemara, he loy muzdara, she has no Isser and marrying him. So the Rishonim ask a question. The Pasuk here is teaching, the Braisa based on the Pasuk is teaching us that wherever she's not allowed to marry, he may not marry her. Wherever he's over an Isser and marrying her, she may not marry him. Were I not to have this, ask the Rishonim, why do I need the Pasuk of Lo Yukachu to teach us this Limud? Without this Limud, she would not be allowed to marry him. Because certainly all women are obligated in all Lavin. And one of the Lavin in the Torah is Lifnei Evil Leisite Michshol. And if he's not allowed to marry her, and she does allow him to marry her, she's causing that he should be over an Isser. So Rishonim asks, why do I need a special pasuk to tell us that she may not marry him? Without that special pasuk, she may not marry him because we have a problem of lifnei iver. So some Rishonim suggest, the Ramban, the Rashba, that the Gemara Masech, the Makkos teaches us, that a lav shebeklolus, a lav that includes many Isurim in the Torah, is a type of a law for which there is no Malkus. So indeed, a woman may not marry a man who may not marry her. But if they got married, and she would only be over Lifnei Iver, she would not get Malkus for this. The Pasuk here, by teaching us, Lo Yikachu, teaches us that not only may she not marry him, but she gets Malkus if she does. Doruch Haner takes a different approach. He says that the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah, the Vav Amabeis, and in other situations, as in other places as well, teaches us that the only time there's an Issa of Lifnei Iver is betray Avod Nahara, is in a situation where if not for my help, you could not be over the Isser. But in a situation where you could be over the Isser without my help, there is indeed an Isser Drabonon of Messiah, but there is no Isser Daraisa of Lifnei Iver. So, says Doruch Haner, that in a situation where this Kohen, for example, can find a different Grusha, so if he can find a different Grusha, he doesn't need this woman to get married to a woman he may not marry. So that's not called Lifnei Iver, and therefore we need the Pasuk to say that it's still it's still considered an iser because of loyikachu. So the Mefarshim ask on the Aruch Lener, yes, he may find another grusha, but just because he finds another grusha, who says that that other grusha will want to marry him? And even if the other grusha is, there is another grusha prepared to marry this kohen, but maybe this kohen doesn't want to marry that grusha, and therefore it would only work, Daruch Lener's Teretz, in a situation where the kohen and the other grusha are both prepared to marry each other, and therefore this grusha who's marrying the kohen is not the only grusha that's prepared to marry him, and she's not the only grusha that the kohen's prepared to marry, and that's why it is lo iser of Difnei Iver. Another teretz that the Mefarshim suggest is that if to be over Lifnei Iver, you could only be over Lifnei Iver if it's an Aveira for you as well. So if the Torah wouldn't teach us Lo Yikachu, it wouldn't be an Aveira for the woman, and therefore there would be no Lifnei Iver. But the Ramban takes a whole different approach. The Ramban takes an approach that Lifnei Iver would be indeed applicable perhaps here. But says the Ramban, as the Gemara says the Svara more than once, since we're referring to a situation of a lav she'en shava b'kol, by lav she'en shava b'kol, we would perhaps not say Lifnei Iver. And that's why we need a special pasuk of Lo Yikachu. So as Rabbi Chanan and the Sefer Kovei Ta'aretz, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman and the Sefer Kovei Ta'aretz points out, this machlokes, if we say here Lifnei Iver, is a very fundamental question in the halacha of Lifnei Iver. Because there's a question, how to understand the lav of Lifnei Iver. Do we understand that when somebody causes somebody else to do an Aveira, and the person who caused that, is that considered he did an Aveira? There's an Aveira in the Torah called Lifnei Iver L'Asita Michshol. Or is that considered an extension of the Aveira which was transgressed? To give an example, the halacha is, by Avodah Zarah, that Yoharig Val Yaver, someone is supposed to be ready to give up his life not to worship Avodah Zarah. What happens if somebody's in a situation of Lifnei Iver of Avodah Zarah? So if we say Lifnei Iver is a separate new Isser, so of course you shouldn't do it, but there is no din of Yoharig Val Yaver. But if we say Lifnei Iver is an extension of the Aveira which is being violated, so then the person who's causing the Isser to be violated of Avodah Zarah also would have to be ready to let himself be killed rather than the Aveira be violated. Or another example, Chil Shabbos. We know in Halacha there's a concept of a Mechal Shabbos. So if somebody caused Lifnei Iver someone else to be Mechal Shabbos, would that be a situation that the person who caused the other person to be Mechal Shabbos is also considered a Mechal Shabbos or not? So Rabbi Chanan wants to say that question is actually the machloikis of the Rishonim that we just quoted. The Ramban holds that Lifnei Iver is an extension of the actual Isser. That means, in every Isser in the Torah extended it that not only the person who's over the Isser is over that lav, but anyone who caused him to be over that lav is also over, because of Lifnei Iver, as if he was over the lav. And therefore, says the Ramban, since this is a lav she'ena shava b'kol, so maybe over here we don't say that even the person who caused somebody else to be over the Aveira is is considered like he was Oibed Aveira. The other Rishonim say, however, are obviously of the opinion, says Rabbi Chanan, that Lifnei Iver is a separate Isser. So even if it's a Lav She'en Eshav B'Kol, it makes no difference. I'm causing you to be Oibed an Isser, and you're a Kohen, and for you it's an Isser, and if Lifnei Iver is a new Isser, that there is no, that if Lifnei Iver is a new Aveira in the Torah, that I may not cause you to be Oibed an Aveira, it makes no difference if it's a situation where I have the Isser on myself or don't have the Isser on myself. But Dachiezer, Rav Chaim Oizer, in Chelik Gimel, Simen Pe Aleph Oisvav, asks a question. One of the definitions of Lifnei Iver L'Asita Mechshol is that somebody is not allowed to give someone else advice that will cause him to do something inappropriate. So why is this woman, even if we'll say that the Isser of Lifnei Iver is sort of a different Isser, but why is this woman who's helping this man marry her, and he's not supposed to marry her, any worse than somebody who gives bad advice to someone else? So what's the difference if she's included in the Isser or not? So he says a very interesting chiddush. He says there are two parts to Lifnei Iver. One is giving you an advice that is inappropriate, and of course, helping you do an aveira would be in that category. And then there's another part to Lifnei Iver, participating in the aveira. Says Rabbi Chaim Oizer, the case of Al Gemara refers to a person who, the Kohen who's amazed. He knows what he's doing is wrong. If he knows what he's doing is wrong, the woman is not considered giving him an Eitzah She'eino Hagenes, because he anyway would have done it. The only problem here is that she perhaps is also doing an Isser. For that, says the Ramban, for a situation where it's not an Isser for her, if the Torah wouldn't teach us Lo Yikachu, that's not an Isser for her, then there wouldn't be Lifnei Iver for her either.